Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. We'll get back to that later. I'm your host Mariah, and we have
your co-host Shayla.
So today's topic is about self-reflection, and I think you're gonna start.
My self-reflection is all the strengths that I know I have, and I try to celebrate those strengths.
I like that.
I try to celebrate those strengths, and any of my weaknesses, I don't dawn on it too much. I know what I know, and I try to incorporate something else in there so it can be one of my strengths and not my weaknesses.
I like that.
And I feel like this past year of my self-reflection, from the new year to now, one of them was start going to the gym. Go to the gym every day, Shayla. Even if it's like for 10 minutes for like a month, and that's nothing. That's
mind you, I couldn't get her to go for walks. I'd be like, come on, let's go for a walk, because I love walking. No,
she don't walk. She hikes some places, and I'm just like, nope, not hiking. Making me want to put some hiking shoes on and make sure my socks are high and everything with these deer ticks and all this. No, that's not walking. That's hiking.
I walk.
No, thank you. I do not want to be in a forest. I'm good. Not happening. But, yeah. Did I step foot in the gym? No. I did not all this year. And my whole goal was like, I gotta go. No, not once. The whole month of January passed, and I was like, all right. You can always restart. It didn't restart at all. It stayed plateaued, idling, everything. Like, I was not going to the gym. And I had to, like, self-reflect, because that's the little weakness, that the new year is going to be coming around the corner. And
Is that your goal again?
If it ain't every day, at least once a week. And then slowly progress.
It's just going to keep being the goal until it catches on eventually.
So, got to work on that. And also just being clear-minded. Like, I feel like if you actually, like, take 5 minutes of your own time, just like you should have some time for the Heavenly Father, Most High, just have a quietness of, like, in your brain instead of just going. And that's one of the weaknesses that we have, because our brain is always going nonstop. That just try for, like, 5-10 minutes, like, it starts to build up a little bit, or just having that mindset of quiet time. Not meditating, not... It's just, everything's just zero. The volume's gone.
Quiet time is so important. At least for me, that's how I think. It's funny, too, because I used to, like, when I was younger, I don't know if you were the same. I feel like everyone was like this when they were younger. But it was always constant noise, like, constant music blasting, where you could even feel the bass, like, literally feel the bass going.
You're like, oh, Jesus, I'm outside.
Yes.
I'm trying to sleep.
Yes, and... Now it's interesting, because I find myself oftentimes just driving in silence. And then I realize, like, oh shit, I have no music on. Like, it's been quiet this whole time. Like, I've literally just been in my own thoughts and in my own mind, you know? But I feel like for me, one of the biggest, like, self-reflections of this year is that starting out at the beginning of this year, like, literally, I think day one, day two into 2024, my business was no longer a business. And, like, I went from being a business owner and running a business for what I think, like, 4 years almost, or 3 years, 3-4 years, something like that, to just, I didn't even know who I was anymore. Like, I'm no longer a business owner. I'm just nothing. I used to, like, come and talk to Gary and be like, Gary, like, what do I even call myself now? Like, I'm not even an entrepreneur anymore. And this was all in the midst of, like, trying to get the podcast going. And that was, like, one of my biggest goals for 2024 was actually, like, launching the podcast, releasing episodes. I remember I'd be like, all right, I'm going to release, like, this month. That month would come. Nothing. Absolutely had nothing. Then talking to you, and it was like, yo, Shayla, like, you should be on the podcast. I think you were the one that was like, I should be on the podcast. Yeah, and I was like,
I forgot what conversation you were saying or having. I'm like, wait, what? Yo, like, this will be so real only for you and I.
Because yeah.
It's like at times we finish each other's sentences or we just have the experience. And I'm like, who you going to talk to have a whole same experience that we actually grew up
But I think too, like we have like the same like morals, values. Like we there's so many things that we see life the same and yet differently at the same time, which is so dope. But yeah, like. So from going from not having a business to wanting to start the podcast to actually launching the podcast, and what I think this is episode like a million that we've recorded, but it's gonna be eight like when it actually launches, or nine, I'm not exactly sure, but like that is a big for myself. I feel like it's so huge. Like I've literally been working on this for so long. I feel like I have cried for this podcast. Like it's beautiful. I also think too, another like self-reflection, which I think is a little more personal, is just honestly like setting boundaries from always saying like, yes, 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 I could do this, I could do that. And literally like wearing myself thin to finally being like, you know what? No, like I actually don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. Like, yeah, I can, but like, no. And just literally setting boundaries, like, when I self-reflect for this past year, I'm like, wow, Mariah, like, I'm so proud of me, like, in that sense. Like,
That's funny you said that about setting boundaries, because I'm now learning to set boundaries. And I'm like, all right, you have a complaint about what? All right. In my brain, I'm like, all right, I'm going to talk to them about this long. And then it's like, if I feel like they need a suggestion, then I'll go ahead and intervene and suggest something. But if not, it's like, all right, nah, I'm cutting them off like 30 minutes short into that because I'm trying to have a clear mind and I don't want to be worried about nobody else's problems.
Yeah.
Like, yes, granted, there's other people out there who are really great listeners, supporters, and tell you the truth like it is. Or there's some that does that, but they're not really listening and they're not telling you the truth either.
Yeah.
And you looking worse than what you how you was before. Yeah. And it's just not worth it. So I am that person who's I feel like a great listener, but some may feel different because
I think you're a great listener and you give the dopest advice usually in the most unexpected time. Like I feel like there's times where it's like something's happening and I call you and like the advice you give, I'm like, yes. Like, Shayla, I'm so happy I called Shayla. Like, that was the person that I needed to call. Like, that was the voice that I needed to hear. Like, the advice that you give, like, that's dope. That's like,
I feel like vice versa, but thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
And it's just, I don't know. I keep it real. I say the truth. Not to say the truth in a bad way or a mean way for you to feel bad, but I say the truth, like, it's coming from a good part of myself. And I feel like I need to share that with you because if I don't, I'll be upset with myself. Or it's like I knew something and I didn't say anything for you to take it a different perspective.
Yeah.
A different way and like deliver it in another sense of direction, the right direction and not the direction you was like really like profound with and stuck with. And there was no tunnels to turn. That type of thing. So yeah, I do try. And then I feel like I have experienced so much in my life that it's like, yeah, been there, done that, sounds about right. Okay. Either I'm going to tell you and suggest something to you right then and there, or I'm just going to write it out and see how it goes and just be like, well, I'm slowly trying to like give you information for you to understand.
But sometimes
take a different perspective on what I see.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like too, like, sometimes I feel like people, and not saying that this is you, but just people are so quick to give advice without, like, letting without listening. But also, sometimes, like, that person really just needs to go through that situation for themselves.
Absolutely.
And by themselves. Yep. And it's funny, too, because this isn't really so much, like, self-reflection, but just in general.
We listen and we don't judge.
But no. So, sometimes I feel like people are going through a situation or going through a hardship and people want to give advice or they want to be there for them, but that ultimately like is taking you down because you weren't supposed to go through that like rabbit hole with them. Sometimes like you need to take a step back and just let that person handle whatever it is that they're going through on their own. But
because there could be a time that you'll be there to help pick them back up, but from a distance.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Do you have anything that was like, I feel like this is going to throw you off, but like, what was one of your favorite, God bless you. What was like one of your favorite things about 2024?
One of my favorite things about 2024, like really knowing and seeing and being shocked and trying to understand and wrap my head around it that like, damn, I have a high school graduate.
Like, but tell us why that's a big deal.
Because my high school graduate was able to apply to so many schools, colleges, to like really be able to have that chance to go away and experience the college life. Me, I finished school, then I got pregnant. Like, I was already in school, like, in the fall for, you know, college, but I was close to home. I never had the opportunity to, like, go away. My going away was going into the military. And that's when I found out I was pregnant.
You were going to go into the military? Yeah.
Yeah, and I found out I was pregnant. And I was like, okay, great. And talked to my mother. My mother was like, okay, that's your sign. You're staying home. You ain't going to no military. Nah. You're going to be a mom and you want to stay here. You're going to take care of your responsibilities. And I'm like, you can't help me? Like, I'm trying to go. Nope. You don't need to sign up for no military. This is the first of my knowledge. Like, no, it's not happening. No, thank you. And just being a mom. I wasn't ready to be a mom.
Do you feel like that was a blessing that you had your son?
Absolutely. Because he taught me patience. He taught me how to be a good mom and whatever I want to be. Like, okay, you're in school, you're pregnant with me, you have me, you still going right back to class. You're not missing a week. And I was like, I want the best. I want to give my son everything. So I just, like, pushed through and just went to school and then graduated with all three kids. I actually graduated and got my associate's degree with three kids.
I remember I was there.
Yeah. Like, that was a big deal. And then it's like, okay, I got my son. He's graduating. He's turning 18. He's a man. He can make his own choices. I never try to make anything hard for him to know that he could be anything he wanted to be. And not to settle or stop yourself getting involved with anyone that can hold you back from what you plan on doing. But I'm still here along the way, regardless of what it is, because I would want him to be successful and not be limited to anything. I'm like, yeah, apply to all your schools. Come on, let's go. Like, my baby's going to be going. He's grown. He's not a parent. He's still my kid. Young kid that's going to explore. Because I never had the opportunity to do that.
When you talk about him being... when you talk about him being, like, 18 now, I'm just like, wow, I remember when he was... little. I remember a lady like cutting me and my friend and her boyfriend with him in the car off, like with your son in the car, cutting us off. And we got to the red light and I hopped out of that car so quick, like, you bleep, 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 bleep. Like, there's a kid in the car. What is wrong with you? She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, so hyped. And this wasn't even my kid. This wasn't even my kid.
Well, good. Like, I knew my child was in good hands.
I was so, yes, I was so mad. I remember, too, taking him what is it, like, snow sledding or whatever at the school. Like, it's so crazy, like, then to where he is now. Like, wow. He's, like, he's a grown man. Like, he's a grown young man. Like, you know? Yeah. It's dope. It's dope.
It's really nice. I just be looking at him like, dang, I got a high school graduate. What the fuck, college? Like, what's going on? Oh, wow. You know, it just feels good. It makes me feel really proud, like, where I was and where I am now. And what had to come in my path for me to get to where I'm at.
Yeah.
And thank God it's not too late. Like, boom, we're here. Beautiful, great. And now it's like where I'm seeing myself go in another, like, 5 years and try to get there before 5 years, like 3.5, 4 years, you know, and grab onto it, hold on to it, and then just move forward and just be great. Like, I want to be remembered. Like, the accomplishments and what I did for the community and, like, inspiring someone and just going through similarities or, like, the same exact thing, which is crazy, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's so dope. I like how you said, I want to be remembered. I feel like I've always, since I was little, the only thing I wanted to be remembered for was, like, how I positively impacted people's lives.
Absolutely.
Like, that's like, I think, been my, like, lifelong goal. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
And it's crazy because I wanted that since I was little. Like,
that's good. That's beautiful.
Yeah. That's weird. What the fuck is wrong
with me? It's not weird. It's like, a lot of people don't keep that from when they were a child. It changes. That's true.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you. And we'll get back to that later. Like, yes, follow, later. Subscribe.